During last week's Democratic presidential debate, Martin O'Malley was largely overshadowed by the two candidates leading the polls, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. But while the former Maryland governor didn't exactly dominate the debate stage, NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports his performance left a positive impression with at least some New Hampshire voters.
Before Tuesday night's Democratic debate, the first of the primary season, Martin O'Malley was not on the radar of many New Hampshire voters.
I didn't know much about him.
I knew he was a former governor, but I didn't really know many of his positions.
I didn't know he existed.
That was Miles McMurtry, Bob Shaughnessy, and Jim Booney. The three men may have been O'Malley novices before last week, but the candidates' debate performance was enough to bring them out to hear the candidates speak in Hanover Friday. As Booney put it, they agreed
that he was worth paying attention to.
Throughout the debate, O'Malley painted himself as a progressive executive, touting his experience as mayor of Baltimore and two-time governor of Maryland.
Gun safety legislation, DREAM Act, marriage, raising the minimum wage. I mean, that's what you learn how to do as an effective executive.
For O'Malley, who was barely registering in most state polls, a debate, he says, is exactly what he needed to jumpstart his campaign.
The debate could not have come too soon for us. We really needed that.
That's why for months he has been pushing to add more debates to the Democrats' primary calendar. In 2008, the last time there was a competitive Democratic primary, the party had held 9 debates by this time. This cycle, the Democratic National Committee has just 6 debates in total on the schedule. At an event at Dartmouth College, more than 100 people showed up, way beyond what the campaign says it expected. Tom Linsetta of Lebanon was one of those in the audience. He said the debate was the only reason he came.
Seems like he's achieved a lot. So we've heard results in his both mayor, as mayor and governor. So we're impressed with how much he's gotten done in difficult issues like gun and that kind of stuff.
Prior to the debate, Linsetta says he was a Sanders supporter, but now, he says, he feels he has more options in the Democratic field. Paul Hogan, athletic director at NHTI in Concord, where O'Malley also spoke Friday, says he was impressed by O'Malley's record, as well as his delivery on stage.
He speaks well, he's genuine, he's well-read, he's got some good ideas, and doesn't just speak off the cuff.
Regardless of media assessments of last week's debate, O'Malley's campaign views his performance as a victory.
Our main goal was to introduce the governor to a national audience. We won introducing him. We showed there's a credible alternative with someone who has a record of getting things done.
That was O'Malley's deputy New Hampshire director, Matt Schief. He says since last week, they've received a jump in calls, volunteers, and even financial contributions. Former State Senator Pete Berlin of Cornish, an O'Malley supporter, says he expects this exposure will reflect positively in the polls.
Do I expect over the week or so to see a bump up from ones and twos to eights and tens? I do expect to see that.
But not everyone was pleased by O'Malley's performance. Bob Nolte of Concord said the candidate sounded too much like a politician for his liking.
There wasn't a feeling, an emotion, a naturalness that I would have hoped. I thought it was a more of a scripted type of delivery.
Although O'Malley believes the debate boosted his name recognition, he says this is just the beginning.
We still have a lot of work to do in order to move ourselves from the continuum of know, recognize, like, support.
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.